In our increasingly interconnected world, simple solutions rarely work for complex problems. This is the central insight of The Model Thinker by Scott E. Page, which has become required reading at institutions from Bridgewater Associates to Google. Why? Because the traditional approach of applying a single model to understand reality is fundamentally flawed. Instead, Page advocates for many-model thinking, using multiple frameworks to gain a more complete understanding of complex systems. This approach isn't just academic theory, it's a practical necessity in our data-rich but increasingly complex world. When Warren Buffett evaluates investments or Ray Dalio analyzes economic trends, they don't rely on a single mental model. They employ dozens, recognizing that each offers a unique perspective that, when combined with others, creates a more accurate picture of reality. Models are cognitive tools with seven powers captured in the Red Cape framework. They help us reason through complex problems, like the friendship paradox, why your friends seem to have more friends than you. They explain phenomena across disciplines, from gas behavior to market crashes. Models help design complex systems, as economists did with the FCC spectrum auction that has raised nearly $60 billion. They communicate complex ideas precisely, replacing vague statements with formulas like F equals MA. Models guide us to act effectively, as in the 2008 AIG bailout decision based on network models. They help us predict trends and specific events, like locating the Air France Flight 447 wreckage. Finally, models let us explore what-if scenarios we can't test in reality. Many-model thinking is mathematically sound. The Condorcet jury theorem proves that when multiple models with better-than-random accuracy make independent judgments, their majority vote exceeds any individual model's accuracy. For instance, three medical diagnostic tools with 70% accuracy can achieve 80% accuracy when combined. The diversity prediction theorem quantifies this relationship. Many model error equals average model error minus diversity of model predictions. This explains why diverse models with offsetting errors produce more accurate results than any single model. Rather than learning hundreds of specialized models, the most efficient approach is mastering a modest number of flexible models and applying them across domains, what Page calls the one-to-many principle. This cross-pollination has produced remarkable insights. Paul Samuelson revolutionized economics by adapting thermodynamic models from physics to explain markets, while Anthony Downs transformed political science by applying a spatial model for ice cream vendors to explain political party positioning. The seemingly simple exponential formula x to the n demonstrates this versatility. In shipping, it explains why supertankers are economically advantageous. Surface area, costs, grows as S squared, while cargo volume, revenue, grows as S3, creating economies of scale. In biology, it explains why small animals have faster metabolisms as they lose heat much faster due to larger surface area to volume ratios. Applied to careers, this model reveals how minor differences in promotion rates between demographic groups compound dramatically over time, helping explain persistent leadership gaps. However, practical limitations exist. Research shows that with just two attributes, creating four categories, we can construct at most seven accurate binary models. Google's hiring research found that interviewer accuracy improves dramatically with the first few interviewers, but plateaus after four. The practical implication? 3 to 5 diverse models often capture most available predictive power, a sweet spot balancing multiple perspectives against complexity. Two fundamental distribution patterns explain many outcomes. Normal distributions, bell curves, appear when many independent random variables combine, as in heights and test scores. They're symmetric around their means with predictable properties. About 68% of outcomes fall within one standard deviation. This explains why exceptional outcomes occur more frequently in small populations. The safest and most dangerous places are often small towns because smaller sample sizes produce more extreme values. Power law distributions appear in phenomena from city populations to book sales. Unlike normal distributions, they have long tails with significant probabilities of extreme events. If human heights followed a power law like city populations, the U.S. would have one person as tall as the Empire State Building and 180 million people shorter than 7 inches. These distributions arise from non-independent events with positive feedbacks. Most real-world phenomena aren't linear. Convex functions have increasing slopes, like compound interest, where growth accelerates over time, yielding the rule of 72. Concave functions show diminishing returns. Each additional unit provides less value than the previous one. This property explains both our preference for diversity and risk aversion. The solo growth model shows economic equilibrium occurs when investment equals depreciation. Equilibrium output increases as the square of technological improvements, creating an innovation multiplier. This explains why technological progress drives economic growth so powerfully. Network models help us understand phenomena from the friendship paradox to 6 degrees of separation to financial system stability. The true power of many-model thinking emerges when applied to complex real-world problems. Consider the opioid epidemic. In 2015, over 4% of Massachusetts residents had opioid disorders, with 200 million prescriptions and 30,000 deaths nationwide in 2016. Four models illuminate this crisis. A multi-armed bandit model explains how low addiction rates in initial trials led to approval. A Markov model shows how small increases in addiction rates, 1% to 2.5%, can quintuple equilibrium addiction levels. Systems dynamics models track flows between pain, opioid use, addiction, and heroin use. Network models explain geographical clustering beyond random variation. Economic inequality similarly requires multiple models. A technology-human capital model demonstrates how automation increased demand for educated workers. A positive feedback model explains how digital connectivity creates winner-take-all markets. The spatial voting model helps explain why American CEOs now earn 300 times average worker pay compared to 25 times in 1966. By applying model ensembles, we uncover multiple causes behind complex problems, revealing the limitations of any single framework. What if we approached every complex problem with multiple models instead of seeking a single perfect explanation? This approach consistently outperforms gut instincts while maintaining humility about its limitations. Building and applying multiple models helps uncover hidden interdependencies and understand why certain problems resist simple solutions. When examining organizational behavior, combining psychological models of individual motivation with network models of group dynamics and economic models of incentives provides a richer understanding than any single approach. As Einstein said, it can scarcely be denied that the supreme goal of all theory is to make the irreducible basic elements as simple and as few as possible without having to surrender the adequate representation of a single datum of experience. The many-model thinker embraces this wisdom, recognizing that while all models are wrong, some are useful, and together they can navigate an increasingly complex world. The key lies in maintaining both rigor and flexibility, knowing when to apply which models, understanding their limitations, and revising models when they no longer serve their purpose. In our complex world, thinking with multiple models isn't just an intellectual advantage, it's an essential survival skill.